Israel's move to install metal detectors came after the killing of two Israeli police officers at the entrance to the Old City last week. Three Palestinians were killed during subsequent clashes, and then three members of an Israeli family were killed in their own home by a Palestinian attacker. Mr. Mladenov said the escalating violence was imperiling a peace process of global significance.
While events in Jerusalem may be taking place over a couple of hundred square meters in the Old City, they affect hundreds of millions of people around the world. Therefore, I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the Cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the Holy Esplanade.
The special coordinator said that the UN's priority was to offer protection and hope to ordinary people living under occupation in and around the holy sites, which are revered by Jews, Muslims and Christians alike. Many residents of Jerusalem felt alone, he said, and looked to the Security Council and previous resolutions to be implemented on their behalf.
Often they come to us, the United Nations, appealing for protection. It is critical that any decision made at the highest political and religious levels today, if it is to be sustainable, takes into consideration the fears and hopes of people on the ground. As the occupying power, Israel has a responsibility to uphold its obligations under international human rights law and humanitarian law and must show maximum restraint in order to avoid further loss of life and an escalation of the situation. At the same time, Palestinian leaders have a responsibility to avoid provocative statements that further aggravate an already tense environment.
Mr. Mladenov said the latest crisis over Jerusalem had diverted us from the real tasks ahead of restoring a political process that meets the legitimate national aspirations of both Israelis and Palestinians. He also pointed to further settlement expansion planned by Israel in the east for another 2,300 units, which would amount to 30% more than all of last year. Settlement activity was illegal under international law and also threatened a two-state solution, he said. When it came to the Gaza Strip, which the extremist group Hamas has controlled without elections since 2006, the divided Palestinian leadership was utterly failing their own people, said the special coordinator.
2 million people there have been taken hostage in the political standoff between Fatah and Hamas. The humanitarian impact of the punishing measures taken against Gaza is appalling. No electricity means no drinking water. Hospitals are struggling to survive. An environmental crisis is in the making.
At what point is enough enough, said Mr. Mladenov, adding that he hoped the efforts to establish calm once again in Jerusalem would become effective in the next few days. Matt Wells, United Nations.